Local news can come at you fast. Want the latest on what's happening in your backyard? Download the free Odyssey app. Follow your local news station, and you'll get alerts on the top stories making headlines in your city. You can stay in the know, no matter what you're up to, and be among the first to find out when news breaks. Plus, keep tabs on weather and traffic, so you're never caught off guard. To get started, download the Odyssey app. That's A-U-D-A-C-Y. And follow your local news station.
97.1 FM Talk.
On-demand audio.
Well, I made an executive decision earlier today that I'm just not going to get enough of Jane Duker. And how can you have enough of Jane Duker tomorrow on the roundtable? So I invited her in this segment because, sadly, there's a bunch of things, you know, related to downtown Jane that we need to talk about. Happy New Year. How are you?
Happy New Year. Hey, you can't have a holiday in the city of St. Louis without some sort of anarchy.
Well, I want to get to the shooting in a second, but did you see the story that just cleared on the Business Journal about Channel 5?
Yes.
They are moving out of downtown.
And what I find fascinating is the extensive discussion about crime. And how they have to have a parking garage. I mean, that's obviously been a problem. But, you know, they have safety issues, just like everybody else downtown. And so I'm not surprised. You know, they say they've been talking to the mayor, but I don't know what the mayor is going to offer. But, you know, it's ongoing.
Well, they're right down here, not too far from where we are, you know, east of City Hall on Market Street. I think a lot of people know where Channel 5 is. They've been there for 40 years. They own that building. I didn't know that. The message from the GM over there was that they plan to still be in the city. Now, obviously, there's other opportunities, but not downtown. So,
they have not been disclosed. Yep, they haven't disclosed that yet. But interesting.
All right, let's go to yesterday morning. You got all this craziness, Jane, that's happening. It's 3 o'clock in the morning. It's at the Wheelhouse, which used to be Joe Buck's restaurant right there, not too far from Busch Stadium. And people are, you know, having a good time at 3 a.m. And there's fights that are breaking out, and then there's gunshots. In the middle of all this, there you go. And there's much of this caught on video as well. Now, the actual shooting, the camera had kind of panned over. Citizens for Greater Downtown St. Louis had posted this on social media yesterday. So what, or actually, I think it was earlier today. So what do you make of what happened in the shooting? And one of the things that's confusing is this whole aspect of an off-duty cop that was involved.
Yes. Well, they, you know, this is, people are hiring all kinds of security that isn't SLMPD because, you know, there's not enough officers. I mean, it's New Year's Eve. There should be plenty of patrols downtown where there are humans, and there's just not. And so now businesses and other people have to determine they get their own security. So what they do is they go out and find off-duty cops to come and patrol for them because we don't have sufficient policing.
From what you saw in that video, though, was that a shooting that is justifiable?
That's
because I don't know what happened. I'm not saying it wasn't, but things happened very quickly, and then he kind of unloads a few more times on the guy, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, look, officers are trained to neutralize a threat, and if this guy pulls out a gun in the middle of a fight, I don't think it's unreasonable to think that this person may keep going. And, I mean, you're in the middle of anarchy. You're in the middle of a melee. You have no idea whether this is a concerted, you know, some sort of concerted attack. I mean, I think it's going to be difficult to say that it's not justified given, you know, what we saw.
But do we know that the guy that was shot and killed, do we know that he had a gun? Is that something that's confirmed?
Yeah.
Okay, all right. I was unclear on that.
He pulled a gun.
Yeah, well,
yeah,
I mean,
he
then,
pulled
yeah,
a gun.
Then you got a reason to shoot him, sure.
Yeah, and when, you know, it's, you know, 20 people to one, you know, you certainly don't want one guy having a gun.
But how about the reaction of the other people on that video? There's people that are laughing. Now, I know that alcohol is involved early on New Year's morning, but it was almost completely nonchalant that someone's getting shot in the middle of the street.
Yeah. I mean, that's the problem. I mean, this stuff is that common. And that is the culture that we've created for the last decade, is that, you know, shootings are just, you know, normal and anarchy is normal. I mean, seriously, how can we not get through a holiday in the city of St. Louis without something like that happening? I mean, that is an embarrassment for our city. And it's terrible. And yes, you had people laughing when somebody got shot.
Has Tish and her administration said anything about this at all?
No, of course not. Nope. I don't even know if she's in town.
No,
I mean,
probably not.
She could be on vacation. And so I don't know. But somebody should come out and say this is wrong. A lot of people want to blame the bar and it's the bar's fault. And you know what? Maybe they need more security. The Jones administration will shut down a gas station as soon as look at them for alleged crime. I mean, if this bar is a nuisance, then the city should be doing something about it. But you can't fail to police and fail to determine whether these places are dangerous. I mean, if this bar is dangerous, then they need to do something.
Well, you know what? It's interesting about this location because, Sue, you and I were talking about it, and I think there was an assumption when I first saw this yesterday, too. I thought, this is Wash Avenue for sure.
Because that's what I thought
we've
originally
seen things happen. Well, it's not Wash
Very
Avenue.
Very similar.
Right. Right. Now, you know, this is this area. Look, this is exactly the route that I take, between here and the ballpark when I'm going to a game. And, I made the decision to stay here because I'm cheap and park in our parking lot, and that decision probably isn't very safe moving forward. The other story today that's breaking, Jane, we'll talk about all this on the roundtable tomorrow. We'll be joined by former State Senator Jeff Smith, and also tomorrow on the roundtable, current State Senator Nick Schwer. But State Appeals Court has upheld a ruling that gives Mike Parson, the governor, at least for a little bit longer, the power to appoint the next St. Louis County prosecutor. So what's the update on this afternoon?
Well, I mean, this swearing in of Melissa Smith is scheduled for tomorrow at 11 a.m. So I think people are moving forward with her appointment. Of course, Paige is appealing to the Missouri Supreme Court. I think that's a fool's errand. I would be shocked if the Supreme Court even picked this case up.
Jane, let's go backwards just a little bit, just to explain so people might know exactly what happened here. Wesley Bell's leaving for Congress. He's no longer going to be the St. Louis County prosecutor. He and Sam Page, although Wesley says this was not a coordinated effort, name a new St. Louis County prosecutor. Then the governor says, well, I'm going to name the new St. Louis County prosecutor. There, as you have indicated, seems to be a little discrepancy maybe in the law as far as who is in charge. And now the courts have kind of ruled that the governor has that role, right?
Absolutely. And they were very unequivocal. It was 3-0, 2 Democrats, 1 Republican. Voted that it was a state's job because the prosecutor is primarily a state officer, and that's what they ruled. And so I don't know why we're still fighting about this.
But he says he's still going to appeal this, Paige?
Yeah, yes.
what a waste of...
Because it's not his money. Apparently it's not. And so they're going to go to the Missouri Supreme Court, and I would imagine we may know something either even tonight or even before the swearing in tomorrow, where they probably deny transfer. But then we still have, we still have all the Wesley Bell legacy stuff with the Dennis Hancock, Quo Warranto.
Okay, so I want to circle back to this because this happened during the period that I was out over Christmas. What in the hell is going on with that? So let's kind of back up on this. You got a St. Louis County Councilman, who's my councilman, Dennis Hancock, goes into office, replaces Tim Fitch. He tries to hire his stepdaughter. But then there's a question about the paperwork. And then a week before Christmas, we find out that a grand jury has heard testimony about the clerk of St. Louis County. And she's then accused of a felony and then charged with a felony for manipulating the paperwork. So what is the actual
allegedly
truth here?
Allegedly manipulating.
Right. No, I understand.
Well, there was all she did was reject the employment. She had been told that it was unconstitutional. The girl who was attempted to be hired said, I don't want this job. I don't want the employment. I don't want to be paid. So all she did was pest reject, which is her job because she's like the HR person for the council. So, but guess what? Nobody can find those charges filed in CaseNet. So don't know if it's real. Wesley Bell had this big, they served her on Christmas Eve, which was really low.
That's unbelievable.
Yeah, and then Wesley Bell had this, this press conference where he supposedly had all this evidence about what was done, and they haven't even filed the charges. And a big problem they have is the woman that they were using who went in and went before the grand jury has no authority as a prosecutor, none. And so they have major problems. So the legacy of what he has left that was the colluding of Sam with Sam Page, was trying to orchestrate getting rid of Dennis Hancock to somehow give him a better chance to get his person in.
But doesn't he still, you know, because he issued a statement. We were here during that final roundtable a couple of weeks ago where he said there's no collusion. Was he indicating, he still is indicating that they didn't collude on that particular aspect of it?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Well,
like, he just did that on his own. Even though you have, like, the director of health who hired her daughter, worked all summer, gave her a raise, they're not doing a quo warranto on that. Somebody who actually did work for months and did get a raise from, you know, her mother. You know, no quo for that. No quo for Sam Page for doing his side hustle at SSM or SLU Hospital. Only quo for Dennis Hancock. So, I mean, you know, don't tell me there wasn't collusion there. And they really don't want to have that conversation. I mean, they don't want discovery. I can guarantee you that.
Wow. And then, again, we should mention that on this whole issue with the clerk, there wasn't one member of the council that thought that bringing criminal charges was a wise idea. Even the progressive nutcases didn't agree with that. Jane, we're going to have a fun roundtable tomorrow. First roundtable of 2025.
See you tomorrow,
guys. We'll see you then. Dave Murray's coming up. We're going to talk about the winter blast heading our way.
Get more at 971talk.com.